What up, what up, what up?
Yo, yeah, once again.
Once again, it's on, baby. Welcome to Old School Hip Hop 101. This is show number 3. We getting it in, baby. This your man, Easy Money.
It's your boy, Kylan.
We back again. Now, the theme of this episode this week, it's a freestyle week.
Freestyle.
We just bringing them in, you know, the hot tracks. Some of our personal favorites, so.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely, we had a blast last week, man, with last week's show. Talking about controversial hip hop.
You pulled some Pac out that I ain't even heard in a minute. I forgot about the third life, the third life project.
Yeah,
that he
man,
did.
No doubt. So, man, we've been having a ball, man. You know, we just trying to get it in. And the premise of the show is to definitely educate everybody who don't know about the classic hip hop. I mean, the golden era of hip hop that I grew up on, where my man Kylan grew up on.
Yeah.
And we just trying to bring it back to the forefront where it needs to be and where it needs to stay.
And everybody sounded different too. Which was cool. That's why I'm still a fan of that type of music too. I listen to all music, but when it comes to like hip hop music, like early 90s, late 80s, just the music and the lyrics, and it was crazy. That's why people now still sample.
No doubt. Yeah. I mean, you know, and you know, it's much different. Like you said, everybody had their own style. Pretty much a lot of cats today, they do sound the same, man. And, you know, this is just one of the eras where every time the radio came on, you got something different. I mean, you can hear 3 tracks back to back, and I promise you, they all sound the same.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, you know.
Even as a producer, like, I know producers that sell the same artist, the same track. He just changed 1 or 2 things, and they're going to buy it because that's what they hear on the radio. Everybody wants the same thing, and he's just getting rich off giving everybody the same thing.
That's crazy, dog. I mean, you know, everybody ought to want to. You know, be their own person or be known for your own personal opinion, not just a gimmick. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we bring you today. So we bring you some of our personal favorites. Now, the first 2 tracks, we going straight into A Tribe Called Quest Heavy D and the Boys. You can't go wrong with that. Yes, sir.
Stepping with the Roughneck Business.
Yes, sir.
Flow like gravity.
No doubt.
Ain't never had a cavity.
So the first track, man, is A Tribe Called Quest. Check the Rhyme. Shout out to Q-Tip.
Oh, yeah. Q-Tip
Fight Dog,
is still doing
Ali Shaheed Muhammad, man. And the next track after that, man, is Heavy D and the Boys, Overweight Lovers in the House.
Oh.
My man, Heavy D.
Puff so, Daddy started off dancing for Heavy D.
Yeah, man. Uptown Records, they was doing their thing, man. So shouts out to Heavy D and the Boys, man. And we're going to go into these first 2 tracks. And you're listening to Old School Hip Hop 101.
Oh, yeah. Check the vibe.
Days on the boulevard I landed. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the abstract.
And me, the 5-footer. I kicks the mad style, so step off the Frankfurter.
Yo, Fife, you remember that routine that we used to make spiffy like Mr. Clean?
A tidbit, a spidgin. I don't get the message, so you got to
okay.
Run the pigeon.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
You're on point, Fife.
All the time, Tip.
So then grab the microphone and let your words rip.
Now here's a funky introduction of how nice I am. Tell your mother, tell your father, send a telegram. I'm like an energizer cause you see I last long. My crew is never ever whack because we stand strong. Now if you say my style is whack, I swear you're dead wrong. I slay that body and El Segundo, then push it along. You'll be a fool to reply the Fife is not the man. Cause you know and I know that you know who I am. A special shout out piece goes out to all my pals, you see. And a middle finger goes for all you punk MCs. Cause I love it when you whack MCs despise me. They get vexed, I will next, gonna contest me. I'm just a fly MC who's 5'3" and very brave. On top remaining, no home training, cause I misbehave. I come correct in full effect, have all my holes in check. And before I get the butt, the gym must be a wreck. You see, my aura's positive, I don't promote no junk. See, I'm far from a bully and I ain't a punk. Extremity of rhythm, yeah, that's what you heard. So just clean out your ears and just check the word.
Check the rhyme, yo.
The days
on the boulevard of Linden. We used to kick routines and the presence was fitting. It was I, the Viper,
and me, the Abstract. The rhymes were so rumpin' that the brothers rolled the Zach.
Hey yo, Tip, do you recall when we used to rock those fly routines on your cousin's block?
Let me see. Damn, I can't remember. I received the message and you will play the same.
You're on point, Tip.
All the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
Yeah, all the time, Fife.
You're on point, Tip.
You're all the time, Fife.
So play the Resurrector, yeah, and give the dead some life.
Okay, if knowledge is the key, then just show me the lock. Got the scrawny legs, but I move just like Lou Brock with speed. I'm agile, plus I'm worth your while. 100% intelligent black child. My opera presentation sizzles the retina. How far must you go to gain respect? Well, it's kind of simple. Just remain your own, or you'll be crazy, sad, and alone. Industry rule number 4080. Record company people are shady. So kids, watch your back, cause I think they smoke crack. I don't doubt it. Look at how they act. But off the better things like a hip-hop forum. Pass me the rock and I'll score them with decorum and proper. What you say, Hammer? Proper. Rap is not pop. If you call it that, then stop.
Smoker jacket on, the fireplace is burning and the girlie is warm. Time to make my move, so gently I kiss her, whisper in her ear and tell her that I miss her. She might try to pop that boyfriend jump, but I don't really care because I know he's a punk. I'll stop him like a roach if he tries to approach. He can't get close because I'm the one who wrote the book of romance. So come on, take a chance. You don't need a long look, all you need is a glance. If you want to get warm, in my arms you belong. You have a problem, help us solve him, nothing can go wrong. When overweight lovers in the house, the overweight lovers in the house, the overweight lovers in the house, the overweight lovers in the house. You said I couldn't do it, then it got done. And after you and I did it, you said it was fun. Now every day of your life you want to be with me. When you got time to spend, you spend time with Heavy D. I noticed that you hold me gentle as a rose. I'm rough and tough, baby, but then I suppose that I had to be held in order to start holding. I think I got your hit, so let's start rolling.
The overweight lovers in the house,
the house.
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 The overweight lovers in the house,
the overweight lovers in the house. Champagne we sip, you look at me, I look at you, then we touch lips, we roll around in the sand, later on hold hands, walk by the beach, and I can teach you Heavy D's game plan. Game see plan. The way that I am, is a big lover man, check out the rhyming, in due time you'll be a Heavy D fan. I'm swift, you know, and overweight Romeo, come get a piece of the beat, because it's good to go, MC Heavy D, oh ladies I'm hooking, big extra long, but still good looking, for you and I to swing on a romance free, all you gotta do is lean on me, because the overweight lovers in the house.
The house.
I'm an overweight lover, entertainer of many. Now when I do a party, now I mean I do plenty. Cause inside the crowd, see the gold berserk. They start yelling and screaming.
Heavy D, go to work!
And when I'm through rocking and chilling at the disco, they grab me up and squeeze me up, they just won't let go. That's when I know that there's been too much charming. I put them in a line and say, please don't squeeze the charming.
The overweight lovers in the house.
The house.
The overweight lovers in the house.
The house.
The overweight lovers in the house.
The house.
The overweight lovers in the house. The overweight lovers in the house.
The overweight lovers in the house.
The overweight lovers in the house.
Yeah, right. Man, I had to sit back down. I was trying to get my dance moves on, man. I was trying to get my Heavy D on, dog.
Ooh, Heavy D dancing like he weighed 100 pounds.
Dude, hey, man.
And was dancing. I mean, like, good dance, like jumping around.
I mean, he was an agile cat, man, to be a big dude. So shout out to the big dogs, man, who get it in, doing their thing. But now, talking about Heavy D, and before we came on, brought the tracks on, rather, you know, we mentioned Uptown Records. I mean, Uptown Records, man, they had a lot of artists,
oh,
man.
Oh, yeah, they was like the face of his time. Like, everybody came from the face, like,
right.
The Dungeon Family and that whole thing in Atlanta, they was like that in New York at
right,
that
no doubt. I mean, you know, you had Diddy in there as an intern. If I'm not mistaken, interning for Andre Harrell.
And dancing for Heavy D.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, Father MC.
Oh, man. Treat them like they want to be treated. You know, Jodeci, they were singing background on that song, man, for Treat Them Like They Want to Be Treated. So, I mean, you know, and then they came up on Uptown, man, and Mary J. Blige, man.
Mary J. Blige,
you had a lot of artists. Oh, man, yeah. You know, Heavy D brought a lot of people out. Monifa. Yeah. You know, so, I mean, it's a lot of history there. It's a lot of history with that label. And it's just a lot of history with music and hip-hop, period, man.
That whole era. You need to have Teddy Riley, New Jack Swing.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude, we got to do a New Jack Swing show.
No doubt. I mean, you Rex had a guy, Effect. You know.
Actually, Pharrell started on the Rex and Effect. He wrote the wrote Teddy Riley's part on Rum Shaker.
Okay.
When he was 17.
See, now, that's why we here, man. You know, this is hip-hop 101. Crazy. Get out your pen and pad, baby. You in school. So now, man, going into these next two tracks, man, these personal favorites of mine, man. First track is EPMD, So What You Saying, Baby. EPMD, for those of you who don't know.
I still say that.
Exactly. So What You Saying.
What You Saying.
Yeah, no doubt.
Shut up.
So now, you know, a lot of rappers had acronyms, baby. So if you didn't know what EPMD stands for, I'm going to educate you today. It's Eric and Parrish Making Dollars. Mm. Eric Sermon and Parrish Smith, man, two, you know, just two of the tightest guys, man. I mean, they had a bunch of hits, man. And So What You're Saying is my personal favorite. I mean, you had DJ Scratch. I mean, if you just listen to the cuts, man.
Strictly business. Back to business.
Yeah, it was everything business. Strictly business. Unfinished business.
And it was the joint Eric and Redman did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So, you know, you had a lot of people branched off from them.
Yep, yep.
You know, you got your Redman, your K-Solo, Dos Effects. I mean, you know, the list goes on and on. So, I mean, it's a lot of history, man, with hip-hop music. And we're here to educate you. We're going to bring it to you. Now, the next track, Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Brand New Funk.
Dude, people sleeping on Fresh Prince. I mean, all they see is he's acting and stuff now. But, dude, when he was out, he was hard.
Yeah, man, he was hard, man. You know, he did his thing, man. And, you know, a lot of people were, you know, they was
Hollywood
on him.
Fresh Prince.
I mean, but they was on him trying to say that, you know, he was whack. But
he was,
I mean,
because that was like when NWNA and all
right.
that was out, but still.
But did you want him still, to? Did you? I mean, can you just see Fresh Prince trying to come out rapping
gangster
music?
Something different, because you don't want to be listening to gangster shit. It's just like you listen to the same. You don't want to listen to the same type of music.
Yeah,
whatever
open up
mood
your mind.
You in.
Right,
you know?
Right. Open up your mind, man. You know, he brought it. What from what he his perspective, what he knew. So I mean, you can't get mad at that, man. You
dude,
know, a lot of people hated on him.
I don't hear one of my favorite songs of all time is Summertime.
Yes, sir.
Shit.
Get the barbecue started, baby. It's not right if Summertime not playing. So we definitely going to go into these tracks, man. EPMD, So What You're Saying, Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, Brand New Funk. You're listening to Old School Hip Hop 101.
One wrecks, the other destroys, and if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo, then I lay back and mack and all the rhymes I pack and wait for a sucker to jump and then attack.
Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No respect in 87, 88, you kneel. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Wax a sucker like Mob and Glow.
That's where it's born.
Back the second time, put on a different assignment to do a sucker new jack. Who needs a rap in alignment? Cause I'm the cream of the crop when it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double K microphone record, turn on my chorus, say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying?
MCs and jumping out shoes and socks. I'm not playing. Understand what I'm saying? Catch the sucker in my way, and I'm slaying. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mines in 99. Because I'm fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine. Take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Check the flick at the movies, dance a bowl. Cause I choose to refuse to slack. When I'm back, I take a chance, Jack. So I must attack with knick-knack, patty-whack. So I won't lack. All my style is death and as deadly as crack.
While I'm slaying, music's playing, the sucker is the lane. A battle in the trenches where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't have bloody later, but you can cause cousin. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kickin' ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house and you got to chill and more. The proof is in the pudding.
So check the billboard.
People around town talking this and that. How we sound like the R and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold. So what you saying?
No, not now, cause that was there. Oh, what is it? It's the E-R-I-C-K. Yes, the boy you wonder. No foul, no boots, no boots, and no blunders. So hot that you can say I'm blazing. At least the verity says, yo, I am so amazing. And I've been waiting for a sucker to attack. Yo, me, the E-double. It's me and PMD like the funky fresh cup.
I fight fire with fire. That's why I'm most retired. When we needed the piss, boy, you was high. You was mesmerized. But the style that we was bringing in the all-out battle, comes out swinging, cause I'm just the type of brother that's out to get mines, and if the odds against me, I still drop lines and get mines on time. That's why I most resign, sit in my lazy boy chair, relax my head and decline, sip a Pepsi or Coke with a twist of lime, or crack a 40-0, and then I go for mine. So what you saying?
Just smiling.
Yeah, that ain't it.
It was. It made me wanna.
Get down.
and we knew almost at once it was a brand new funk. So we continued to listen to it, and we knew it was death when I started rapping to it. So I gave a high five to Jeff, and without hesitation popped in my cassette. I took it home that night and analyzed it, rewound the tape over and over and memorized it. That Friday we went to the club, and Malcolm tore it up. You should have seen the people dancing and shaking and moving and jumping and spinning and clapping, while the beatbox was grooving and screaming and yelling, while over the microphone I was flowing, fresh rhymes I was showing. The people say, yo, keep going, so I continued to rock, while Jeff was on the beatbox. Special assistance from my homeboy, Reddy Rock. People fought just to get up front, to get a bird's eye view of what we call the brand new funk. A publicity stunt. It's the raw, untouched, pure, hard, brand new funk.
Rock the beat.
All I can think about is the Roger Rabbit and the Running Man. I'm in the studio doing the Running Man.
No doubt. Hey, yo, if you've never seen that video, Google it. I mean, go to YouTube and check the video out for Brand New Funk. You're going to see some real dancing. I mean, Fresh Prince. I'm calling him Fresh Prince because that's how I knew him from this era.
Fresh Prince.
It's Will Smith to the rest of you cats, but it's Fresh Prince to me, man, because, you know, the guy, man, he was
girls
great.
Girls of the world.
Yeah, I mean, he was great lyrically. And then he had the best DJ, man. Jazzy Jeff, man. Hands down, you know.
He created the transformer, how you talk with the turntables. That's how he created that shit.
No doubt. I mean, so, you know, you got to pay homage, man. Give respect where respect is due. You know, I mean, and then, of course, you know, both of them have moved on to bigger and greater things. I mean, you know, Fresh Prince, Will Smith, you know, he's an actor, man. I mean,
$25 million film now.
Yeah. So, you know, keep on hating out there. People that's hating, them the broke people.
Yeah.
Sitting around Jesse talking about, Jeff. Man, he's sorry, man. He can't do nothing, man. He whack.
Yeah, we whack all the way to the bank.
Man, whack all. Stay there whack, brother.
I read that they bought 100 million. They bought 100 acres in the Malibu Mountains. And while they were getting their home built, they were staying in Manhattan paying $140,000 a month rent just to stay in a condo.
That's bananas.
And so they house and rent. And then he had to think he worried about people hating on him.
Dude, if that's what you call whack, I want to be whack too.
You know what I'm saying? Jeff too, he did his thing because he been like real strong in Philly pushing the neo soul movement.
No
like,
doubt.
He pushed Jill Scott to Hidden Beach. He like every music soul child.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody he's been pushing, like, behind the scenes, business-wise.
Right,
getting
no doubt.
Getting these corporate labels to invest in some of these neo-soul artists, and which blossomed to what it is now.
Yeah, I mean, you know, everybody has seen where neo-soul has been, man, and where it's going and where it's been. You know, it just gets stronger and stronger every year, man. So shout out to Jazzy Jeff, man, for, you know, helping usher in a new style of music. I mean, and that's what it's all about, you know, hip-hop.
And he's still DJing.
Right, and it's creativity, you know, and I mean, who doesn't love Jill Scott, man?
Ooh.
That's the type
Anthony
of
Anthony Hamilton.
Yeah, Anthony Hamilton, music soul child. I mean, you got so many artists, man, that's really, you know, coming into their own because of somebody stepping out and bringing that music out, man.
You know? I mean, you can have all the greatest music in the world, but if you don't have nobody on your side saying, you know, give them a chance, you know, somebody that's already in the door,
right,
trying to pull you in, you know.
And that's what it's all about, man. You know, stop being crabs in a bucket. You know, you make it, reach back and extend your hand. You seen that picture, man, with a person reaching back and sticking a hand out and pulling up the next brother, man. You know, we too busy tearing each other down, man, and, you know, want to have beef and all that old garbage, man. Cut that. It's time for that, to stop, man. You know, that's going to be that's gonna be another episode, man. You know, we're going to bring in the Stop the Violence movement with self-destruction and all that. You know what I'm saying?
We all in the same game.
Yeah, no doubt. So, you know, that's a whole nother episode. But now, going into track 5 and track 6, it's getting better. It's getting better and better because we're going to hit you with another one. Now, I know the ladies, they probably thinking that we being biased because we giving y'all all male artists. But one of my favorite MCs is MC Light.
Oh.
So I'm going to hit you with Paper Thin.
One of my favorite MCs too, dude. I don't know how old she looked, but she still looked 30.
Who is that?
MC Light.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
I don't know how old she is, but man. Oh.
Yeah, so MC Light, we're going to hit you with Paper Thin. And then I'm going to take it to Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock.
Where are you getting these tracks from, man? This dude is killing. Hey, you know. Every show is crazy.
Yeah, I got a million
hits. I'm sitting up in the car listening.
Yeah, we're going to educate you.
I don't know what you're going to come up with next.
Hey, I'm going to educate you, then we're going to get the party started.
You need to charge for these playlists.
Man, no doubt. No doubt. So you want to get a playlist to get your party started with some old school hip-hop? Then hit us with an email, man. oldschoolhiphop101@gmail.com. I mean, you know, the beats are bananas. It's creativity at its best. So we're going into MC Light, Paper Thin, Rob Bass, and the DJ Easy Rock, It Takes Two. You're listening to Old School Hip Hop 101.
Word to the mother. Word is born.
Word is born, son.
Say you love me, it doesn't matter, it goes into my head as just chit chatter. You may think it's egotistical or just worry free, but what you say, I take none of it seriously. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you, so I'd let you pretend to read me and then you'd know. Cause I hate when one attempts to analyze. In fact, I despise those who even try to look into my eyes to see what I am thinking. That dream is over, your yacht is sinking. I tell all of you like I told all of them, what you say to me is just paper thin. To try to play a man out, I take the money and again then break the hell out. No, that's not my strategy, not the game I play. I admit I play a game, but it's not done that way. Truly, when I get involved, I give it my heart. I mean, my mama sold my body, I mean every part. But if it doesn't work out, yo, it just doesn't. It wasn't meant to be, you know, it just wasn't. So I treat all of you like I treat all of them, and what you say to me is still paper thin. In one ear and right out the other, hurdles mumble jumble. Lover, I don't pay attention, I don't concentrate. You ain't got the bait that it takes to hook this. Sucker, you missed. I put feelings aside. I know who I am. My name is Light. Is your name Sam? Cause if it is, step off. Grab your coat and get lost. Wrap your scarf around your throat and go back and catch the boat and hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more. Hit the road, Sam. Don't you come back no more. So now I take precautions when choosing my mate. I do not touch until the third or fourth date, then maybe we'll kiss on the fifth or sixth time that we meet. Mwah. Cause a date without a kiss is so incomplete, and then maybe I'll let you play with my feet. You can suck the big toe and play with the middle. It's so simple, unlike a riddle. It's as easy as counting a 1, 2, 3. In other terms, letters L-Y-T-E. I'll tell you, and all of you in the back and in the middle and the front. Yo, that's it, paper thin, word up. So like, check it out. DJ K-Rock in the place to be. That dream is over. Your yacht is sinking.
The guys, the girls, I want the junkies, this is raw-based world. I'm on a mission. just listen to my rhymes, cause I'm all about dissing, cause
up in here today,
man,
baby.
About,
I told you it's personal picks today. It's a freestyle show. I'm just pulling the tracks at random and shooting them to Kyle. And
man, for real, because I'm tripping.
He find out when I find out. I'm just we don't have a format. We're not following any flow. We just bringing you hit after hit after hit after hit. I mean, it don't get no better than that. MC Light, Paper Thin.
Man, dude, it's like, I'm wondering how the hell music get like it is now if we had all that music before.
It's like the music now is just dumbed down. It keeps getting lower and lower. I mean, but you know, hip hop was at a time.
I'm trying to remember the transition stage.
I don't remember it either. But you know,
it's like we went from that to this.
To this, yeah. And I mean, hip hop back then was at a time to where it was a highly competitive, but it was a good competitive game.
And
to
everybody
where
it was different.
And everybody respected each other. You know, you had cats like Ice-T that respected Big Daddy Kane.
He's making $3 million, so I'm going to go do what he do.
Right.
You know, it's like, I'm going to do my own thing.
I mean, but you know, it's like these cats, they heard the other artist's track, and they was like, man, did you hear the new L? Dog, I know I got to go in the studio and come with it.
Yeah.
It wasn't, I'm going to get on the track, and you know, I'm just going to dog him out because I'm a hater.
Or I'm going to go do like L did and sound like L.
Yeah. I'm not going to wear a Kango, but I'm going to get a hat like a Kango. You know, I'm going to pick up that style. I mean, you know, everybody was unique, man. And MC Light, I mean, you know, she was just, I mean,
dude,
she was
she
what
like
it was, man.
Her voice, because she, every documentary I watch is either her voice.
Right.
Or,
I mean,
Seth,
she the voice
Morgan
of BET,
Friedman,
man,
yes,
and voice, you know,
everything.
So, I mean, shout out to MC Light, man, for still getting it in. I just want to see her.
Rock.
Yeah, man. I can remember that, you know, that album cover. She got the jogging suit on, man, and you know, I want to see that MC Light again.
Dude,
I mean,
sister,
MC Light now is cool, but I just give us one show.
My sister had the haircut, the mushroom size.
Oh man, just give us, you know, come back MC Light and give us one show.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta see it, man. I gotta see it. So hey, check this out. Y'all thought we forgot about the Spotlight Artist of the Week?
No way.
So today, the Spotlight Artist of the Week. And I'm just doing this at random. You know what? Who can I pull up?
Man, I don't know.
Man, who? I guess, you know what? I'm going to have to do it. I'm going to have to do it to you. I got to do it to you. The Spotlight Artist of the Week is none other than Eric B. and Rakim.
No.
Yes, sir. No doubt.
I quit.
I told you. It's at random today. We
dude,
freestyling.
Paid in full.
Yes, sir. I'm giving you that one. I'm sending that to you right now.
Fish, which is my favorite dish.
And without the money, it's still a wish. What about the party say? I used to roll up. This is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny. Stop smiling. Still don't nothing move but the money. Still don't nothing move but the money. He robbing you, but he rhyming about it.
The crazy part about it is the first thing he think about when he go broke is that he can't eat fish.
You know, black folks, man, we got to have fish and spaghetti on Friday night.
But dang, he's like a Muslim or something like that.
Yeah. You know, well, you know, I think he was part of the 5% nation or something.
He looked young. Dude,
I mean, Rakim, man. Shout out to Eric B. and Rakim, man, for bringing us, you know, the dope hits, man. And I mean, he go down in my top five, which is, you know, one of my top five lyricists,
MCs,
man, out of all time. MCs of all time, man. You
Drake
know.
Jerked him around because he was, like, signed to Aftermath for, like, five years and then dropped nothing because he was, he went to work with Dre, and once he got in there, Dre was sending him all these young, unknown producers. He was like, you know, he treated him like he a Rudy Poop, like, And Dre, I'm not even going to say nothing bad about Dre.
Hey, man, it is what it is. You know, you got to live.
I'm a Rakim fan a Dre fan, though. But Dre. I love Dre. You know, I love Rakim.
Dre do his thing, man. But, you know, if you work with Dre, I guess you just got to understand his formula and the way he worked, man. And so every situation is not always going to be good for artists. But, I mean, Eric B. and Rakim, they get to the country performing them same hits, dog, and make a mint, dude.
When it comes to Rakim, it should be no holds barred, whatever you want.
And see, a lot of them artists, man, you know, like him and Big Daddy Kane, man, two of the dopest lyricists in the game, but, you know, they not getting their proper due. But that's what we here for. We here to educate, bring knowledge, and we gonna give proper due where, you know, respect where it's due, baby. That's what we do around here. We giving respect where it's due.
And you got some, but you have like a lot of different older artists. They do things different than each other. A lot of them do it for different reasons. And a lot of them like doing their creative. A lot of them are real creative and still write, but everybody want to listen to their old shit. It's like, it's hard for them to be creative when they've made so many jams and people just keep saying.
Look, you know.
I remember it was a Big Daddy Kane show where he forgot the lyrics to Smooth Operator.
Right.
He was like, I haven't sung that in so long and I've written about 1,000 songs. He's like, man, let me do something else. You know, he's stuck in that shit. Oh, but people just want to hear that, you know.
Did you see Big Daddy Kane, man, a few years back at the Hip Hop Honors, dog?
Uh-uh.
Man, I actually got a chance to go to that show. And, dude, I mean, when I tell you that Big Daddy Kane still got it.
Dude, he doing the jumping through the legs.
No
and
doubt.
The
Scoob and Scrap Lover with the dancers. All that. He did the classic move. Hey, look. He did the classic move.
Jumping,
where
kick
he leaned
the
back. And then they throw him forward, he's jumping, and then bring the foot over the head, and then go into the split.
Yeah.
He did it, man. I mean, this cat got to be 40-something years old, man, but he's still getting it in. That's what I'm saying. I mean, his creativity is hip-hop in its purest form, baby, and it was from the golden era. And that's the era that we bring it to you on a continuous basis, baby. We like Diddy, baby. Can't stop, won't stop. So check this out. We're going into the Spotlight Artist of the Week. Eric B. and Rakim, Paid in Full, and then we're going to kill you with I Know You Got Soul.
What about Peace?
Peace. Hey, you listen to Old School Hip Hop 101, baby. Let's get it.
Yo, Rakim, what's up? Yo, I'm doing the knowledge, E, man. I'm trying to get paid in full. Well, check this out. Since Norby Walters is our agency, right?
True.
Kara Lewis is our agent.
Word up.
Zakiya and Forth and Broadway is our record company.
Indeed.
Okay, so who we rolling with then?
We rolling with Rush.
Our Rush Town Management. So check this out. Since we talking over this deaf beat right here that I put together, I want to hear some of them deaf rhymes. You know what I'm saying? And together, we can get paid in
full.
Paid
in full. Full.
Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deeper, but still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents? I need money. I used to be a stick-up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up. This is a hole-up. Ain't nothing funny. Stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9-to-5. If I strive, then maybe I'll stay alive. So I walk up the street
whistling this, feeling out of place, cause man do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a taper, me and Eric being a nice big plate of fist, which is my favorite dish, but without no money it's still a wish, cause I don't like to dream about getting paid, so I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made, so now it's a test to see if I got pulled, hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
Akim, check this out. Yo, you go to your girl house and I go to mine, cause my girl is definitely mad cause it took us too long to do this album.
Yo, I hear what you're saying, so let's just pump the music up and count our money.
Yo, but check this out, yo, Eli, turn the bass down and just let the beat keep on rocking.
And we outta here.
Yo, what happened to Peace?
Peace.
It's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you without a strong rhyme to step to. Think of how many weak shows you slept through. Time's up, I'm sorry I kept you. Thinking of this, you keep repeating your mess. The rhyme from the microphone soloist. So you sit by the radio and on the dial soon. As you hear it, pump up the volume. Dance with the speaker till you hear it blow. Then plug in a headphone, cause here it go. It's a four-letter word when it's heard to control your body to dance. So, dot text the tempo like a red alert. Reach your reflex and let it work. When this is playing, you can't get stuck with the steps. So can say, and I'ma still come up with a gift to be swift. Follow the leader, the rhyme will go deaf with the record that was mixed a long time ago. It could be done, but only I could do it. For those that could dance and clap your hands to it. I start to think, and then I sink into the paper like I was ink. When I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the line. I escape when I finish the rhyme. I got soul. Empty. A beat like this might tempt me to pose, show my rings in my fat gold chain. Grab the mic like I'm on Soul Train, but I wait, cause I master this. Let the others go first so the brothers don't miss. Eric B break the sticks.
You got it!
Rock him will begin when you make the mix. I'll experiment like a scientist. You wanna rhyme? You gotta sign my list. Cause I'm a manifest and bless the mic I'll hold. You want it next? Then you gotta have soul. Cause if you ain't got it, I'ma make an encore. Take the mic, make the people respond for the R. Cause that's the way it'll have to be. If you wanna get on after me, think about it. Wait, erase your rhyme. Forget it, and don't waste your time. Cause I'll be in the crowd if you ain't controlling it. Drop the mic, you shouldn't be holding it. This is how it should be done. This style is identical to none. Some try to make it sound like this, but you're getting me. So upset that I'm wet cause you're sweating me. I drip steam like a microphone theme. Ego to MC is my theme. I get hype when I hear a drum roll. Rakim is on the mic, and you know I got soul.
You got it. You got it. You got it. You
That's why I came to teach those who can't say my name. First of all, I'm the soloist, the sole controller. Rock him, get stronger as I get older. Constant elevation causes expansion. I write my rhymes while I cool in my mansion. They put it on tape and in the city I test it. Then on the radio, the R's requested. You listen to it, the concept might break you. Cause almost anyone can relate to. Whoever's out of hand, I'ma give them handles. Light them up, blow them out like candles. Or should I just let them melt? To give them a hand so they can see how I felt. I'm not bold just cause I rock gold. Rock him is on the mic, and you know I got soul. To see what you got. Get off the mic for it get too hot. I wanna see which posse can dance the best. It should be easy cause the beat is fresh. Now feel from uptown, Brooklyn bound, the Bronx, Queens, or Long Island Sound. Even other states come right and exact. It ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. Since you came here, you have to show and prove. And do that dance until it don't move. That's all you need is soul, self-esteem, and release. The rest is up to you. Rock him or say peace.
Ups to Eric B, man. Did you hear the cutting at the end? I know you got soul.
Man,
it's sick with it, man.
DJs don't even do that now. They just
what laptop, DJs? Laptop There's no DJs, man. They don't have DJs no more. They might have a guy that they got up there that's playing the music, but he not getting any respect at all. You know, he just getting a check for spinning records.
We gotta do our DJ. So DJ was like, DJing is like playing an instrument. It was like you had to really learn.
It's a part of the elements of hip-hop.
A DJ is a musician.
Yeah, I mean, you're a musician, man. I mean, the cutting and the mixing alone, knowing when to blend it in, and, you know, working with the artist, man, you know. Shout out to Eric B and all the DJs out there, no doubt. So, man, look, man, we've been having a blast today.
Man, I've definitely been tripping.
Man, having a good time, dog. I mean, really, we reminiscing and then we educating at the same time. I mean, this is what we grew up on. I got my kids riding in the car listening to this, man. I got boys, man, and they young. I mean, you know, I'm talking like, you know, 7, 9, and 13 years old, and they know who Dougie Fresh is.
But the crazy part about it, man, like, I met somebody that didn't even know who Tupac was. Kids don't even know who Tupac.
What?
You know, Ross, he got the Tupac back.
Yeah, and now they want to know who he's talking about. Who is Tupac?
That's crazy. Like, how can you not know? That's like shooting ball and not knowing who Jordan is.
Man, if you in your 30s, man, and you don't know hip hop music or who
these
artists
kids
are,
like 15, you don't know who Tupac is. How
right,
you not know
nobody's educating them, Doc. I mean, you know, and it's not so much as I mean, a lot of people say the music
they
is bad.
They love the movie Juice,
right?
But they don't know who Tupac is.
Oh man, don't even get me started on that, man. I heard they're coming out with a remake, and they got
Soulja Boy playing Tupac.
Soulja Boy as Bishop. I mean, you know, I'm no disrespect to Soulja Boy. He's doing his thing, man.
But he ain't no Tupac.
Some movies just should not be remade.
Recreated, just like some songs shouldn't be recreated.
Exactly. I mean, exactly. I guess next he going to do the Machiavelli album, right? Or he going to get the Thug Life tat across his stomach or something, man. But hey, check this out, man. We've been having a ball today.
Man, man.
This is old school hip hop 101. This is hip hop in its purest form. In its purest form. Not diluted, not watered down. This is pure uncut dope, raw hip hop.
And you just freestyling with the playlist.
I'm just freestyling, man.
I can't even eat my churches.
See what I'm talking about? We got
every time you play.
Like my man Juvenile
like
say.
My churches got my chicken getting cold because I'm sitting there tripping off what you playing.
Right, exactly. And see, my man eating churches. Now, Juvenile got a line on one of his songs. He said, Popeyes for the ballers, the ghetto eating churches. So we in the ghetto. We eating church's chicken, baby. Church's chicken with the peppers. We got peppers. Squeezing pepper juice on top of my chicken breast, baby. But you know what? At churches, the wing is the thing. The wing is the biggest piece of chicken.
But then, dude, you know, you can't have, like, the churches. I remember when I first eating churches, and you had the Craig Mack playing in the background. And you bite the churches, and then you just ski. Craig Mack said one time, pepper juice got in his eyes. They had to go to the hospital, man.
Hey, man. Hey. You know, when you eating church's chicken, man, watch out for the pepper juice, man. Watch out for the squirting peppers, because they juicy and they dangerous. But it's good, baby. It's finger looking good.
See, even that was like hip-hop. It wasn't just about the music. You had
right.
The graffiti,
it's a culture, baby. It's a culture.
And eating chicken.
Right. I mean, hip-hop music, man, it's a culture. It's not like any other music out there, because there's so many elements to it.
Really.
Yeah, I mean, everything is hip hop, baby. And you can see that they want to emulate it in everything. Commercials, everything. But it's so controversial that they continue to want to suppress it. But it's not going anywhere.
No.
It's going to be around.
Bigger.
So we're going to close out the show. And I'm just, you know, like
why
I said, I'm freestyling. I'm going through my Rolodex. Let me see, man. What we got? I'll tell you what we're going to do. One of my tracks I'm gonna bring in is Lost Boys. My man Mr. Cheeks in there. I'm gonna hit y'all with Renee. How about that? That's a banger, but then I'm gonna really kill it and close the show with another one of my top five lyricists of all times. And it's none other than the teacher himself, KRS-One, baby.
No.
We're gonna hit you with a little Boogie Down Productions, My Philosophy.
BDP.
Yes, sir.
The BDP fan. Didn't one of the Lost Boys die?
Yeah.
Coming off of
I think it was his name,
like
Freaky Ty. I think that's the one that got killed.
Yeah.
So yeah, big ups to the Lost Boys and Mr. Cheeks, man. We shouting you out, baby. We looking for something new. And KRS-One, we know you're doing your thing continuously, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man, and teaching us, man. So let's go into these last two tracks, and then we'll come out and close the show. Lost Boys, Renee, Boogie Down Productions, My Philosophy, baby.
Word.
You're listening to Old School Hip Hop 101. Let's get it.
Yeah. What? Come on. Niggas they be.
Shout out to Freaky Ty, Pretty Hoops, Renee, Obi Fan.
Come on. Yeah. Check it out one time for the ass. I'ma take two more of that.
Come on, man. Put it down, nigga.
Check it out. Here's a tune about this honey named Renee that I met one day on my way back from John Jay. I'm peeping shorty as she's walking to the train. I tap her on the shoulders. Excuse me, miss, but can I get your name? She said, my name is Renee. I said, I got a whole lot to say. So may I walk you to your subway? She said, if you want. So yo, we started talking. I brought two francs and two drinks and we began walking. I had to see where that head was at, cause like, it was mad fast. So we must chat about this and that. She told me what she was in school for. She wants to be a lawyer. In other words, shorty studies law. I'm telling shorty I'm a writer, and as she's looking for the token, she drops a package of the easy wider, covers her mouth with the name ring. I say, yo, I don't sweat the technique, shorty rocks. I do the same thing, but yet I use Philly blunts. She said I never dealt with Philly blunts because I heard that's for silly stunts. I said, nah, they burn slower. Right now I really don't know you, but maybe later on I can get to show you. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto princess every day. Give it up for my shorty. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto princess every day. Give it up for my shorty. So now we sitting on the train. Besides a fingernail, now shorty got the hairdo with pain. Now understand she got flavor. A tough leather jacket with some jeans and the chain that the moms gave her. Got off the train about 6:34. She wasn't sure she had grub for the dog, so we hit the store. Went to the crib and turned the lights on. A Mad magazine stand from Essence, a right on. A leather couch stereo system with crazy CDs. Understand, kid, she got cheese. She said, cheese to what you want. She said, I'm gonna feed the dog. I said, all right, well, I'ma roll this blunt. She came back with stretch pants and a ponytail, a t-shirt. Hey, yo, fam, I got a tenderoni girl. We sitting on the couch chatting. We're smoking blunts off the balcony. We're staring at Manhattan. She started feeling on my chest. I started feeling on the breast. And there's no need for me to stress the rest. Hey, yo, I got myself a winner. We sparked the blunt before we ate. And a blunt after we ate dinner. She had a tattoo. She only wanted to go to see. But first, turn the lights and turn up the Joe to see. I'm like, whatever, shorty rock. We could swing it like that. Cause on the real, this is where it's at. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day, I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto princess every day. Give it up for my shorty. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day, I wonder why my shorty had to die.
get a princess every day. Give it up on my shorty. I woke up the next day on the water bed. Letters on the pillow went. This is what the letter said. It said, cheeks, I be home around two. You was deep in your sleep, so I didn't want to bother you. I left my number for shorty to call me later. Got dressed, smoked the blunt, and then I bounced towards the elevator. I got the beep around three. I'm asking shorty, what's up with you? She's asking what's up with me. And now we've been together for weeks. Candlelight, dinner with my shorty, crack a 40 with my naughty freaks. Hey man, I never been in love. But every time I'm bursting in and out, it's the shorty that I'm thinking of. I'm hanging out with my crew. I get the beat from Renee, because Renee uses slow too. But yet I'm chatting with her mom too. She says Renee's been shot, so cheeks meet me up at St. Luke's. I jumps on the bandwagon. I gotta make it there quick. Hey yo, this shit is getting mad thick. Not even thinking of the phone, now I'm doing the buck. Who gives a fuck? I'm smoking boom and the whole nine. I gotta see what's going on. And by the time I reach the hospital, they tell me Mr. Cheeks Renee's gone. I'm pouring it out for my shorty who ain't here. I'm from the ghetto, so listen, this is how I shed my tears. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day, I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto princess every day. Give it up for my shorty, my shorty, my shorty. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day, I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto princess every day. Give it up for my shorty, shorty, shorty. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day, I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto princess every day. Give it up for my shorty, shorty, shorty. A ghetto love is the law that we live by. Day by day, I wonder why my shorty had to die. I reminisce over my ghetto princess every day. Give it up for my shorty, shorty.
So you're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I think very deeply.
Let us begin. What, where, why, or when? We'll all be explained like instructions to a game. See, I'm not insane. In fact, I'm kind of rational. When I be asking you, who is more dramatic, this one or that one? The white one or the black one? Black the punk and I'll jump up to attack one. Terrorist one is just the gotta lead a crew. Right up to your face and diss you. Everyone saw me on the last album cover. Holding a pistol, something far from a lover. Beside my brother, S-C-O-T-T. I just laugh, cause no one can defeat me. This is lecture number 2. Number one was poetry. You know it's me. You know it's my philosophy. Many artists gotta learn. I'm not flammable. I don't burn. So please stop burning and learn to earn respect. Cause that's just what K.R. collects. See, what do you expect when you rhyme like a soft pump? You walk down the street and get jumped. You gotta have style and learn to be original. Original. And everybody's gonna wanna diss you. Like me, we stood up for the South Bronx. And every sucker MC had a response. You think we care? My posse from the Bronx is thick. In real life, we roll correctly. A lot of suckers would like to forget me, but they can't. Cause like a champ, I have got a record of knocking out the frauds in a second. On the mic, I believe that you should get loose. I haven't come to tell you I got juice. I just produce, create, innovate on a higher level. I'll be back, but for now, just settle.
A teacher will begin to say,
I play the 9 and you play the target. You all know my name, so I guess I'll just start it. Or should I say start this? Teacher, I'm the artist. Stop and new concepts that they're hardest. Yo, cause I'm a teacher and Scott is a scholar. It ain't about money cause we all make dollars. That's why I walk with my head up. When I hear whack rhymes, I get fed up. Rappers like a setup. A lot of games. A lot of suckers with colorful names. I'm so and so. Just wick, wick, whack, wick, whack. I'm not white or red or black, I'm brown. From the Boogie Down Productions, of course, our music be thumping. Others say they're bad, but they're bugging. Let me show you something now about hip hop, about D-Nice, Melody, and Scott LaRock. I get a pen, a pencil, a marker. Mainly what I write is for the average New Yorker. Some MCs be talking and talking, trying to show how black people are walking. But I don't walk this way to portray or reinforce stereotypes of vegetarian, no goat or ham, or chicken or turkey or hamburger, cause to me that's suicide, self-murder. Murder, let us murder. Give back murder. To what we call hip-hop, and what it meant to DJ Scott DJ LaRock. Scott LaRock.
You're a philosopher?
Yes, I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher deeply. Will begin to speak. Must get this before somebody diss. Says don't with Chris. This is just Chris. One style out of many. Like a piggy bank, this is one penny. My brother's name is Kenny. Kenny. That's Kenny Parker. My other brother, ICU, is much darker. Boogie Down Productions is made up of teachers. The lecture is conducted from the mic into the speaker. Who gets weaker, the king or the teacher? It's not about a salary, it's all about reality. Teachers teach and do the world good. Kings just rule and most are never understood. A little unrational. A lot of MCs like to use the word dramatical. Fresh for 88, you suckers.
Man. Oh. I almost hate to see this come to an end, man. I was getting on the road, dog.
I'm tripping. We're going to have longer shows, man.
I think so, man. Yeah, we're gonna take this format, man. We're gonna give you 20 songs instead of 10.
You got to take them to listen to our own shit. Dude, them songs you playing in the playlist.
Man,
I'm tripping for
getting
real.
It in, bro. So we thank y'all, man. You know, those of you who listening definitely want to support us. Like us on Facebook, Old School Hip Hop 101. That's our Facebook page. Put up your ideas. What you want to hear, let us know. Email us, man, at oldschoolhiphop101@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter at oldschoolhiphop101. You want your party DJ'd, we definitely doing that. We doing old school music. We bringing it to you. We educating you. One time for your mind, baby. We gonna bring it in and, right, and do it big time. I mean, you know, next week's show. We gave you a teaser with a little MC Light. I think next week's show, man, I want to do all female MCs.
Oh,
Moni
Love. Yeah,
we gonna bring it to you. Queen Latifah.
Yeah.
JJ Fad.
Right, saying Shantae.
No doubt.
Yo
no
yo.
Doubt. So yeah, we gonna bring it in to you next week.
Go
man.
Ahead and throw Rough and Tough. Afro puff.
Oh, Rage, man. You got Brat, man.
Salt
and Pepper.
Brat.
It might have to be a 2-hour show, man, because we got a lot of female MCs that put in work, baby. So, we just want to thank y'all, man, you know, for checking us out.
Thanks for the support, too, man. Yeah, no last few shows, we've been getting a lot of good feedback.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
It's getting crazy. I don't think we realized what we was getting into.
I don't know, man. I don't think I know what I got myself into.
And
hey,
it shows
definitely going to bring it to you.
People love the music and they want it, you know.
No doubt. Hey, well, this is Old School Hip Hop 101. You've been checking us out, baby. Peace.
Allah. Word to the mother.
No doubt.